Iskaba. So like water with the inside coconut. Sleep after tip, you give me stamina. Wait for you till the same time will come up. Me and you at the same time. I never want to leave, mama. So dance with me, mama. I pull up on your beach, mama. It's time to swim, mama. Baby girl, make you know the lie. Make it tell your friends, say you dey feel this guy. Don't even waste time. Cause now me you go follow till the day we die. But meanwhile, I can't wait to make your face just smile. It's not a lie. You set my soul on fire.
So many girls that pass through. None of the girls find past you. So many things you've been through. Promise life will not be the same again.
Hey, 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 yo, 1-2 testing, 1-2 testing, 1-2 testing.
Yo, 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 you know what it is? The Untitled Podcast with Lord and Mla.
Back again with another episode. Yo, welcome.
Episode what?
Episode 7.
Oh, damn. 7 weeks, bro.
I was pushing. 7 weeks. And one thing that's making us push like this is because of the love that people are showing us. The fact that people are tuning in.
People are actually listening.
And people are giving us feedback and people are sharing their views. So, yo, shout out to everyone who's been doing that. And, yo, big up all the Mandem one time.
Big up, big up, big up, big up, big up.
Oh, come on. Big up all the Mandem, supporting my Mandem, supporting their podcast boys, LV, Lord Yolis, you feel me? Keep on supporting my Mandem. Episodes after episodes after episodes, we take this thing to the other side. You get me?
Big up all the time. Anyway, Jake, how was the weekend, my bro?
Weekend is cool, bro. It's nice, bro. Today it's a bit hot. It's warm. Hey.
Listen to it in Zima. I'm kind of. You can't just be bathing every day. What do we care every day? I'm not even tired. Thursday is a weird day. So, like on my Thursday, you just skip a beat.
I'm not usually like Fridays. Cares. And since it was like Saturday, St. Cares are like 2 hours. Chai shower like 6. Up until like chai maybe from 10 to 1.
A man's getting a hand. Whoa! I mean, the other thing is, Konogut Kakan and Upper Manze. A man's having here, come tell us, a man's a poor, like to say, Pamta. So at times, it's advisable, you know, for anyone who's listening, it's advisable not to just be bathing whenever it's just because of Fungu Kays and just bath when it's necessary. Mau Pumendlin. Not to Pungu Kays and Peru Kays, I got Pambani in Salako, guys.
Especially bath, now say, I not cheer. I'm not saying one chair. Make sure you bath. Chai with cologne or shampoo.
As soon as you get wicked, you chai face.
Ah?
Yeah.
I'm
telling you.
Chai one chair.
Yeah.
First chai with cologne or shampoo.
But anyway, today we're back again with episode 7 and some of the issues that we're going to discuss, that we're going to look at, are things that I'm sure you guys are also familiar with. Sure. Because we wanted to first look at relationships, then after relationship, we look at something that's a bit more socio-economic, you know, in a way. And also then we just look at music, fashion and lifestyle at the end.
But before we go there, just a public service announcement. This week we decided to chill on the chin for certain reasons.
Health reasons.
Our management decided to buy us some Black Label today. We wanted Zambezi, but our supplier didn't have Zambezi.
But still, dog, we're trying to lay low on the gin. Gin has been paid for us. How many months hitting gin raw?
Months, bro.
So I think it's now okay. So
I think
today,
the problem is that we like hitting it on rocks, you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem. And we need our voices to be sweet for you guys. On point.
Sweet boys. But yeah, bro, like, let's get into it. The question for the week was, would you let your partner go through your phone, or is it okay for your partner to go through your phone? And people were sending all types of responses, and yeah, this is what people had to say. Before we get into what we think, let's first listen to what other people had to say, judging from their experiences or their thoughts or their views on how relationships should go. So this is what they had to say.
Yeah,
There's nothing wrong. I think there's nothing wrong with it. As long as Lentley is strong, I have food.
Well, Mina, I'm born with a problem. Unless you have something to hide. But then it's two-sided. Whereas, like, we have a phone and a phone in Yaku. Because if one Yaku is privacy, Yaku. Unless Master the chat is. So, if you go to Ebon into Saku. I think it's proper when your partner goes go through your phone. In fact, if you have through your phone, it's proper maybe in an anti phone yako or if you go send the airtime or something, but then I feel him nangwas feel good in Pembla and was in Kenya.
Mina, like I was saying in the afternoon, I don't mind him, but then maybe stay to a certain level of virtual with the phone bamba if only yako. I think this is truly 2 months and then you think that you have the right to hold my phone. No, it takes a certain period of time to trust someone. So until we're intimate, then let's keep our phone private. My phone is my phone and your phone is your phone. So unless Nina and I was to see Saras, you can't touch my phone. And if you come to me actually, then ufuna ubata in kona.
Nothing wrong with your partner going through your phone because you shouldn't be hiding anything in the first place. The problem is when your partner then wants to, The problem is when your partner fails to trust you. I think, like, when if you're with someone and you feel like I should check this person's phone, you know, and you just want to provoke or look for problems, that's where the problem is. But otherwise, if we're together and maybe I want to take a picture and someone calls or maybe a message comes in, you shouldn't be panicking. Or if I say, can I just see your phone for something, you shouldn't be panicking because we're together, unless you are doing something wrong. You know, and also like, yeah, if someone then tries to look for something, to look for issues, like what I was saying before, like if someone tries to look for issues, that's where the problem is. And then you as well, like if you act weird, if you act funny, if you give someone a reason to panic, they will panic. But the underlying statement here that I want to say is that there's nothing wrong with your partner going through your phone because they should be the only one who should be, piquing your interest like that. Like, they're the only one you should be flirting with, the only one you should be giving attention. If you find yourself doing that with other people, then you're obviously going to panic when someone wants to go through your phone. Otherwise, there's nothing wrong with it. And also, I also think people like to say, hey, my privacy, respect my privacy, and njani njani. That also makes sense, but you know, like I'm saying, if you give someone a reason to panic, they will panic. Otherwise, people's privacy should be respected, I guess. But also respect your partner enough not to cheat in the first place.
Bro, there's something wrong if you're cheating. But if you're not, then it's all good.
Yeah, bro, I don't know. Wait, now, how do you feel about this whole thing? Would you let your partner... Okay, I know right now you don't have a partner. But let's say if you had a partner, how would you feel if they went through your phone? With or without your consent?
Interconnect, like you said, I don't know because I don't have a partner right now. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to say. But I'm in the process of you know, securing something. Mina, I have nothing to hide, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm an honest man, bro. And I'll definitely let my partner go through my phone anytime, whether with my consent or without. Anandava, bro.
You don't feel like it's... Someone said it's invasion of privacy.
Ultimately, Mina, the way I approach relationships, bro, once I'm in a relationship with someone, there's no privacy, bro. Because what should she know? What shouldn't she know that I know, bro?
Uh-huh.
Already that shows to be like a trust, bro.
Okay.
But me na intercon is like I just expected to have a certain restraint. Uti, obviously, even though she has that freedom, she knows what not to abuse that freedom.
Okay.
Zatata mepe.
But you don't feel like it's also about the level of maturity or the time that you guys have spent together. Let's say maybe I'm dating someone for a month. Is it okay for them to just start rating my phone? Going through my chats and my messages, everything.
Alright. I mean, intercon and personally I'd say like in that case, you've just started dating someone and like things haven't are not really like clear. I like a child need that much. That's a red flag, bro.
That's a red flag.
I think, bro, that's a red flag.
I think also it has something to do with insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
Or maybe at times, I think people also judge their partners maybe based off their past.
Mm-hmm.
They say maybe in my past, I opened up to you and I told you I used to cheat with my previous girlfriend.
True.
So now when you're in a relationship with me, you feel obliged or you feel like there's a need for you to go through my phone and read my chats.
Checking on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But very reading through someone's chats is a red flag. Against.
No, but I don't think it's a red flag if you have nothing to hide. If you're not in the streets, then it's fine. Yeah. If you're in the streets, that's when you feel like, no, once you end up seeing other things. But then, you know, like what they always say, I don't know who says this, but it's normal. Like people say, like when you look for something, you definitely find it. If you're telling yourself that your partner is cheating and you want to investigate and look for it, you definitely find it.
You find it. You find something. But in Tekoniti, Mina, I feel like it all comes down to your trust. Because the reason why you should be going through your phone in the first place, and going through, let me say not your phone, and maybe she might go through your phone, maybe a kind of maybe just music, but if she starts going through her chats, which there are trust issues up. Aguma chats that said she doesn't trust you.
So if she bumps into a chat of you flirting with a girl that you've never seen. Let's say if I flirt with a girl
in the DMs.
Yeah, that I've never seen. Like I slide in the DMs. Full force slide mparat. Then I just, what's up? Then me and that girl start flirting, but we've never met.
I think that's still considered cheating.
Okay.
Yes, you're still for the streets, nonsense and shut up. You can't be in a committed relationship and be slighting. Uba sumlilo pants on my picture on Instagram.
Five emoji,
bro. But ish, obviously super. You fucked up there.
For me, I feel like it's okay for your partner to go through your phone. Like you should be free to a point where, let's say maybe if I'm at the shop, I'm working, my girlfriend is there, and let's say someone sends me a message, I feel like I must be able to let her reply. Can you reply whilst I'm finishing this?
Yeah, true. You guys should be comfortable to a point where even if phone can ring, she should just answer and say, "What's up, Bandu? Like, he's not around, got his." But unless if the wrong person calls.
Yeah. Then still on this topic, it also reminds me of a question that someone once asked me to say, is it okay for your girlfriend or your partner to have AMA passwords for your socials? Instagram. Twitter.
I really don't know. Cause everyone food, what would she use them for?
I don't know.
This isn't like it's not necessary. But she can for me personally and for me, like whoever's gonna end up with me, like you can have my phone. Even the whole day in Chiyogu and I will reply my message because I'm that type of guy, you know. Even it's obvious, maybe Instagram, people are told me my message is out there, slide down.
Okay, out there.
Out there, but not like no. Sesong. No.
That makes sense. But Mina, I don't really mind. Like for me personally, not sure, man, can I have you? Your Twitter account, whatever account, I can give you.
Yeah.
But I also want to know why, you know? why she needs them. She can't just hit me up with like, I just need them.
Yeah,
for what exactly? Like, are you suspecting that I'm cheating, or you just want to see who I'm talking to? Because you can just ask me to say, even when I get there, like, baby, can I just see your Twitter? Can I see your Instagram?
Yeah.
Can I see whatever? Facebook.
But auntie, I can't follow. Auntie, I beg follow. She can view the profile. But
no, I mean the messages.
Ah, yeah, for
girls want to check the DMs.
Check her. Which are the other girls sliding?
Then that's an issue. I have to point this. That would be a bigger problem.
I may be slightly only a reply.
It's just that now with relationships, because of like how digital things have become, I think there are so many things that people question.
True.
You know, that raise like red flags that people also want to understand before they get into a relationship.
No, but I think at the same time, our relationships that we now have these days, they are not really relationships, bro. Or when they're just done for clout at times, bro.
Some relationships,
not wonky, but I'm just saying sometimes these people, they're just in relationships just to be in relationships.
So when you say for clout, what exactly are you?
When I say for clout, Yuti, let me say for example, Yuti, you're in a certain social circle, and is social circle yakore, and you know what, maybe if you date someone who's outside that circle, having honey, they are considered gwash. Serious.
I
style. I have a pan. The street creds like maybe so as align the brand. So when even though like you might find maybe a girl's outside your circle, that maybe you're compatible, but you never go for that girl. Because you feel like what you know, at least a street cred, you probably. So most people like go for the wrong girls, just because what those people align with their brand, and they're cool. Like my little pictures, I'm a caption, I'm a
like,
lying a post, I'm a likes I be sharp. Long a post, I've been a likes.
What you remember? What you maybe put here a post the picture in, I'm a likes maybe share about 5 gram. Remember maybe share about 15.
15, hey, five.
That's a
issue. Like, 6.
That's another problem. No, but I don't. Yeah. It's just that also, like with social media, it also influences. It's influencing the way people now look at things. People now look at relationships differently altogether. You know, konoga to kumoti. Like we need. People are making it something that's so important to say. You have to align with your partner's brand all the time. To say if my boyfriend is walking J's, I rather pull up also in some nice trip also close or similar to that
true.
Or if my boyfriend is driving this car, I also have to drive this car.
Yeah.
You know,
you want a nigga who's as fly
like
as
you. Yeah, someone as fly as you, someone on the same level as you. But I feel like that's a problem because that doesn't define what
a relationship is.
Love or relationship is.
People now don't consider. Most people don't consider like. What really matters, that's like what's inside, bro.
Hey, and it also gets me back to the question you once asked, to say like, what do people look for in their partner? What qualities do they search for in their partners?
I asked that question, I think, this week.
I wonder why, Chek. There are certain particular things you're looking for in women, or what?
No. Me personally, man, first let me first give you the responses that I got like from Twitter and what, you know.
No, come through, guys. We're recording the podcast, guys. What's up, guys? I just need you guys to answer this question, but don't speak at the same time, you know. Yeah, the question is like, what qualities do you look for in your girlfriend? Before someone becomes your girlfriend, what particular things do you look into?
Well, you go first.
All right.
The first thing I look at is, can she be real with me? That's the first thing I always ask the chick before I go out with her, number one. Number two is she has to be loyal, right? Being loyal is not something I'd ask you to do. It's something you have to show me that you can do, you see? Number three is a chick who rushes into being a relationship with me is not a chick I'll go for, because what's the rush? Love is something that has to be built upon foundation and everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Flame.
For me, The first thing is this. You see what? In a chick, she has to be God-fearing. No cap. Can fuck around and everything, but...
Oh, no!
Oh, no! But she has to be God-fearing. Then secondly, she has to be real. You know, she has to work hard. Because in life, you can always have the shortcut. Yeah. Yes, the shortcut is there, but then what's the point? What's the rush? Then thirdly, she has to be loyal, man. Like, you don't have to tell me you're loyal. Loyalty just shows, you yeah. see. Uh-huh. Basically, that's it.
Then she has to hustle, bro.
Just to hustle.
If she's a minor in the relationship, then she's not a chick.
She's not a chick.
Let's go get that money together.
Exactly. Yo, shout out, shout out. Yeah, those yeah, are the twins. Awesome. We just saw them passing and we thought maybe let's just ask for their opinion in this thing. But yo,
bless up, we support the movement. Shout out.
Next one, my G's. Anyway, yo,
the drops and pass.
God fearing.
That one touched me.
Me too.
I didn't even think of that one.
Me too. That's crazy. That's crazy. Shit. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Dang.
Because when I asked that question, like I posted on my Twitter and I got some responses. Mm-hmm. Some responses. I don't know if people seem like they know what they want. Because when someone said tongue tina shit or whatever, tina uti in a very she looks for man.
Yeah.
So I just straight to the point.
Oh, she wants a nigga who can afford her.
I guess so. You know, she said she wants money.
Okay. She doesn't want love.
I guess love.
Maybe money comes soon after love, or money comes before love.
I think money comes first.
Dang.
Then love follows.
Dang.
Then I'm also camera pain. That man.
At least it's always capping.
Tua. How far at least 10 years small. Tua. Sense of humor, loyalty, honest, compassionate, clear communication, passionate, strong will. But remember that. Consistency.
Oh yeah, consistency. Consistency is key.
It's key, bro.
Consistency in all forms, bro. Like when you start off, like if I expose my flaws, then you help me out. It means consistency. I can't think, you know, I'm improving all the time. Not that I'm taking steps back. I'm also like becoming a better person. Yeah, you know, I fuck with that.
Tabitha was like honesty and loyalty, of which that's key. Honesty and loyalty.
That's key.
Me if you are sending voice note today.
Okay, let's play the voice note.
It's a boy in the city, goddamn. You think you know me? Yo, what's up? It's Murphy Cubic. To answer your question, quality that I look for in a partner. First thing, when we're clean, you know, someone who's clean, hygienically clean, self-disciplined. Someone free also, like, to communicate. Mundo communicates, like, clear communication. Someone who analyzes my situations before they just act in jail. Yeah, someone's kind to people, smart also. So I like someone that boss lady type, you know, like or business. I want to like someone who's a go-getter, you know, smart to them, or ambitious. I want to my goals are kind of realistic. Yeah, if you want to have a bag in school, but at least, you know, I have a bag in school, like, in terms of varsity level and stuff, but Monte everything on the end, okay, we are in typhoon and impudent and stuff, you know, like, even businesses and stuff. Yeah, respect other people. And Monte maybe a happy place, yeah. I'm going to go to every time I send someone a baby, and I'm like, shit, it's just stress of it, you know. That's a very happy, happy place. Even when I'm stressed, I go there and I feel comfortable with someone I can rely on, yeah. So yeah.
But weighing up for you personally, like, do you have specific qualities to say these are the qualities that I have? I remember now when I was young, I used to have a thing for skinny girls.
Damn.
Right? Mm. I don't think that's a quality, but I don't know. I used to like skinny girls to listen to like I don't know if I could say weird music, but music that's not like mainstream. Right? I used to love girls that have a good taste in terms of music, fashion, right? And also the other thing that I looked at was toes.
That was weird. Anytime you cheer on Amazon, man. Yeah, I loved looking at girls' toes. Okay. That's why at that time I never had any girl or anything. Oh. I was just all over the place with no girl. So no one wanted to be with me because I didn't know exactly what I wanted.
So you're the type of guy who licks stomach toes and shit, like does all that freaky stuff.
I've never reached that level in my life, okay. And I find that disgusting. Oh. Yeah, but anyway, I'm on to you to say, bro, like, what qualities do you, for you personally, you know? And we're not saying like these are the real qualities that people should look into, yeah. For you specifically.
For me specifically, auntie, like I'm the same like you, Uguti. When I was younger, I wanted a girl who looks like Teyana Taylor, bro. Because really, even up to now, she's still my celebrity crush, bro. She's perfect. Physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, physically. But, Gachesi, I'm at a point where I don't really have a type, to say. Mm-hmm. In terms of what even... Yeah, obviously, maybe physically, yeah, I don't have a type. And even Uguti, I'm a characteristics, obviously they're like the general characteristics that you look for in a person. The general, like obviously Kuno Uguti, you want someone who's honest. Someone who builds you. Oza Unetis, you know. Someone who, what can I say? Bro, you just want someone who is as committed to the relationship as you are, Jay. But one of my characteristics, I feel like it limits you to to what could be, bro. Because yep. Once you lay down, you probably will find a lot of problems in the people that you find.
For real.
Because if you find someone, he doesn't have this thing, he doesn't have this thing, he doesn't have this thing. Or she doesn't have this thing, and then you keep on comparing them according to your list. So I mean, I just want someone who I'm happy with, bro.
I like that.
Obviously, maybe a plus would be someone with like a, let me not say a good taste in music, but a similar taste in music, bro. Because nah, I'm playing music all the time, bro. that's the one thing I think that I do all the time.
No child, I could play music.
Uguchan.
But yeah, bro, yeah, I feel you. I mean, I don't know, now I'm in a relationship, so I think before I was in a relationship, I don't think I had like specific qualities that I was looking for. I actually discovered that I like certain things,
yeah.
That I actually fuck with certain qualities because of the person that I was with, you see,
yeah.
Because I noticed there's one thing that I always liked about my girlfriend now,
yeah.
Plus the fact that like when it comes to discussing social issues,
yeah.
We always had different perspectives, and it was always like wow for me to say whenever we argue to open like a certain space where I'm like looking at things differently to say, oh fuck, this is how certain people think, like to say I actually like tend to blind eye on certain things that are like important and whatnot.
Yeah.
So for me, it makes sense when we start doing something like that.
Yeah,
I want you on. So yeah,
that's it.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So for me, that's like one of the most like key qualities that I realized that I actually value, like when I'm looking for someone to date, you know?
Yes, but when you say that, dummy, then yeah. Then yeah, it actually comes to mind. Which, I mean, obviously I've got some like a wish list that I have. Obviously I want someone who's almost as crazy as me.
No, but do they also want to talk about qualities? It can also come down to body type.
Yeah, obviously it can come down to body type. But I'm in a body type now.
I mean, I always feel like body type will limit you.
Yeah, true. It will limit you. But
it will limit. Because like I feel like at the end of the day, like society is so crazy. Our society can also be subjective to what the media wants. You know, at one point, the media will push an agenda of saying like skinny girls are the it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like skinny girls. Then those girls that are not skinny, people start body shaming them.
Yeah.
The next thing, the media wants thick girls.
Yeah.
Thick girls. Now everyone wants a big bum and shit.
Yeah, big bum, big boobs, curvy, whatnot. It's just thick thighs. Now these girls say thick thighs save lives. I don't know how far true that is, but I've seen it. So, yeah, I've seen it in the media, like people talking about it. So to me, it's always one of those to say, like, when it comes to body type, people mustn't let like the media decide for you.
Yeah.
Like, don't let society decide for you.
True.
Even when it comes to race, don't let society decide for you. You have to decide for yourself. You have to follow your heart, you know? Because at the end of the day, despite whatever society says, as a human being, as a proper person, you have to like sort of like detach yourself from all societal values and look at things in your own perspective so that you can also make sense about the certain things that you want and how you want to approach them and how you want to achieve them.
But when you tell you like toes, huh?
No, when I was a light, I used to look at toes and nails.
That's just what you like.
Now, yeah. I don't think there's a body, there's a certain feature on the body or a certain body type that I like. Nowadays, like I said, like for me to learn with this girl, it was more of like the qualities than it was about the body, about the appearance. So yeah, and she's beautiful for me. So yeah.
In a person, I'd say I like eyes, bro.
Eyes?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. I've got something. I just like something about like eyes, bro. There's something like in the detail. And I don't know. I just like beautiful eyes.
Okay, I feel you, bro. What's your mom say, woman?
A woman.
But yeah, guys, I don't know what you guys think. But like when it comes to these things, I always feel like we let society have like the power to decide for us, like what we should do, like how we should choose our people. I feel like everyone is beautiful, bro. Everyone is just beautiful. You have to follow your heart.
True, we let trends dictate like how we feel about certain things, bro.
Now girls are trying to have a Kylie Jenner board.
True.
Kim Kardashian board.
Imagine.
There's money put in that board.
Obvious, it's a lot of work that's put into some things that you can't afford.
Yeah.
It's interchange.
And you have to be so like secure and comfortable in your own body, in your own skin, you know? And just be happy with what you have and who you are.
Because the moment, at times, the moment you try to change yourself and you find yourself losing out on what you could have had, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I was changing into someone else, when that perfect person for you wanted the person that you were back then.
Okay, Mangena is here. Hey, Mangena, we have one question for you. What qualities do you look for in someone before you date them?
I like second. Why should you just pull up on me like that, man?
Hey, when you pull on?
So
new question your corner?
Before? I think it was before.
I was to be answered then.
When I was. When I get cover.
Ukulir.
Let me go revise.
Yeah, pendua.
And check the notes.
A guy doesn't know what he wants. But like I was saying, like I feel like you guys can also send in your thoughts and tell us, like, the type of perspective that you guys use to like look at these things that happen within society, and also like sort of like, because it's sort of like empowering each other to say, guys, let's not only let society decide for us, but let's decide for ourselves.
Yeah, man, it's powerful.
So yeah, that's the end of the relationships segment.
All the love you need, we not play no games, babe. I'll give you less, I don't know that. Baby, wouldn't go that. Just be mine. Girl, just be my new babe. Come on, girl, just be my new babe. Come on, girl, be my new babe. Come on, girl, just be my new babe.
You my friend, you my new.
Wanna see you dance without a worry,
yeah.
Singing off key to Katy Perry. While your teenage dreams flourish, mind, body, soul, world nourished. I just wanna talk to you, even when I really got nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
Looking in your eyes, baby, touching your face. Hold you real close, hey, you comfy and safe. Caught, I got your back, put your trust in your faith. Your ex-man had you on some
it and I'm just trying to flush it away. I just wanna treat you right, cause a broken heart make it hard to sleep at night. I could be a Superman, you could be my kryptonite. I'm dying for you, girl, dying just to give you life. When you're trying to pick a fight, I open up my heart and I show you where to stick the knife. When I'm not around, I be messing up your appetite. I'll be on my 9-to-5, working on your wish list. On a real tip, girl, let's talk about commitment. Pride kill relationships alone, silent treatment. See, your secret is my secret, and that's our only secret. In health and in sickness, this thing is forever, babe. Every day you make me levitate. The Lord is my witness.
All the love is trying to waste your time, girl, you could be mine. All the love you need, and I ain't playing no games, babe. I'll give you dresses, I don't know that, baby, couldn't go that. Just be mine. Girl, just be my new bread. Come on, girl, just be my new bread. Come on, girl, be my new bread.
So, for today, when it comes to the social economic topics, like issues that are happening within our society, we decided to look at how, like,
ZANU-PF must go.
We decided to look at how this pandemic, like COVID, is affecting, like, young entrepreneurs or young people that are just in business. So what I did, I feel like this is going to be like, this is like part one. I think we'll have maybe different parts as time goes by. But for me, for part one, what I did is I just asked like people around the complex where I work at Harun and Sly. Like, cause I noticed that like many young people have their businesses there. So I had to ask them and reach out to them and find out how they are surviving during this pandemic. Like, are they making as much money as they used to? Are they making enough money for them to pay rent, to be able to afford groceries and all these other things?
Yo, shout out to the podcast family there. You know, in the department of how I'm surviving through this COVID era and the whole quarantine era, it's a bit hectic. Now I have to resolve in online marketing with my clients, and it's a bit hectic getting into town because there are now restrictions. So getting in at work is a hassle, and I'm only working for like 3 to 4 hours a day, in which it's not really a lucrative or productive day, and you get maybe one or two clients. So, and the rentals themselves, they're just crazy. So it's hard to survive in times like this. To be honest, most businesses are going to fail because of this situation. My survival, well, I guess is through the grace of God. Because if I said I did it on my own, it's tough times, my guy. Sometimes I actually have to do other deals just to pay the bills. You get what I'm saying?
So I'll also start by speaking on my own side, yeah. Right? But for us as Stars 29 at the shop, traffic is low when it comes to people that are coming in to buy and whatnot. It's very low because right now, because of COVID, people are focusing on buying like more essential things. Right, and me, I'm into clothing, and most people, drip. So people are more into buying things such as food, alcohol, the likes. Food and alcohol are the things that are being bought the most right now, and for someone to come to you and say they're looking for a specific t-shirt, a specific hoodie, the chances of that happening in a day, in a normal working day, are very low. So what that then leads to is, do you have a digital footprint? Do you have an online footprint where you can also try and expand your market to other people who can actually afford to buy essential goods and also buy like clothes and everything else? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's been tough, like for most people who are in the same business as I am, to also adapt to what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Because sales are not really like extremely low, but they're going low by the day, right? But then when your landlord comes, they want you to pay the rent.
Pay the rent.
And groceries at home, you need to buy groceries. Yeah. And bills are piling up. You need to clear your bills. So for me, it's been tough, but I've been trying to also like find ways in which to expand my market, you know? Because best believe in Zimbabwe, even if things are this tough, for some people, the definition of tough is different.
True.
For some people, it's tough because these days, sebecheba ngebifu kuphela.
Yeah.
For some people, it's tough yokuthi vele inyama basayazi.
Yeah.
You know, lama chunks abawazi, bakwazi umbita le cabbage. So you see, so you try also to expand and also like reach those people that can maybe spare a few cents, a few coins into buying something that you're selling, into a product that you're selling. But then it's not all of us that have the ability to do that. Some people are not yet established. Some people are still trying to establish themselves,
yeah,
right? And the government probably doesn't offer any assistance for young entrepreneurs that we know of, right? So most people are sinking. Yeah, well, like someone, let's say maybe someone started a shop, maybe by taking sinuele,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then now, because of this pandemic, they're not yet established. They're not at a point where they've made savings, or maybe they can pay rent
for
the next month or so on. So it means that they're going to sink in that boat. You see what I mean? So it's also, it's killing that spirit, that momentum. It's doing two things at the same time. It can either kill the spirit, or it's like motivating you to find a way, you know, to also push your product.
Yeah.
That's another issue that also I was looking at, that I noticed. Like most shops, it had on a sly, are val. Right? And most of these people are young people that also started making a name for themselves. Not only just making a name, they also started earning money, helping out at home. But because now of this pandemic, it's crazy. I don't know what you have to say, my G.
I feel like no one could have planned for this shit, so it's a crazy thing. And I think it just shows who can adapt. Because especially in our city, and it's a lot of people are affected, especially the young entrepreneurs, because for the young entrepreneurs in our city, bro, you have to be in the streets, bro.
Yeah.
Most of them, the way that they do business, bro, it's in the streets, it's hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you see like that 1 month, was it 1 month that we hit like the total lockdown where people went jumping in? I think that's the one that killed a lot of people.
It did.
Because you couldn't, like, if you were hustling, there's no way like someone
can come
to you, like, their phone to Lungi. So there's no way like you could go to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now to a point where people have to find ways to be, to just be innovative in the way they do business.
And come up with ideas to adapt.
Yeah, because you don't really know what Tinto is appealing in.
Yeah.
You don't know when normal is going to come back or what.
Or this is the new normal. Yeah.
So you just have to find, it's either you expand or find other ways to make your business viable in this era, or you find maybe diversify your business, bro.
Yeah.
Going to other markets that people want right now, that people need, bro. Things to get, if you can.
No, but at the end of the day, it's like we can't all be selling that type of thing.
Yeah, I guess
we need to come up, like, because I'm sure, like, some people, like, congratulations and I'm proud for everyone else who adapted. But then some people, for them to adapt, they need that knowledge, they need that information that you have on how you adapted, you know. Never know, maybe it might apply to someone's business.
True.
Cause it's not something, like you say, like it's not something that we both expected, like anyone expected. But then since it's here, bro, we need to come up with our own ways to survive and also do better.
You should know, Uti, this podcast was born out of this lockdown.
Yeah.
You remember, Uti, I was at home and I was bored and with internet and data. I started listening to podcasts. And I hit up and I was like, bruh, these days I'm on this podcast vibe, because obviously I'm always at home and shit. It's like, and then that's when you started listening to podcasts. And I'm like,
Let's try it out.
I think people would love the shit that we always talk about on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And that's how this thing. So you find out that like a lot of good ideas came out of this.
Like ideas can come out of this whole thing. Like being at home. You know, if you're at home and you see, I can actually do this, I can actually do that. You can then start planning,
yeah,
you know, executing your plans. I don't know. But this whole pandemic thing right now with businesses, it can either break you or it can make you much stronger, you know, because you might come up with like a very dope idea to say, yo, this is how I'm going to survive despite what's happening. This is how I'm going to approach it. This is how I'm going to survive. And you make it through.
Yeah.
You know? But then it's not all of us with the ability to do that. Yeah. So we need to push ourselves, because no one will push you. We need to push ourselves to say, yo, bro, this is how we're going to do it. Like, I know, like, with the number of people that we know people in all different, like, spaces, you know, different types of businesses.
Yeah.
Some people are tailors that we know. Some people have gaming zones.
Yeah.
Some people sell clothes. Yeah. Some people sell this and that. So we need to come up with a way to make sure that we as young people always stay afloat.
Some people sell alcohol. Yeah. Like I checked out during the lockdown, Nino started like partnering with these guys. I've forgotten the name. But when they were delivering alcohol now.
That's dope.
You see, so like that's like a cool way. Like he was quick to just jump on this whole like people are at home wave. Yeah. So let me move and give them this service instead for an added $2 or what.
Yeah.
You know, and that was dope.
Bro. Yeah.
So yeah, that's it, guys. And for those of you that have businesses, that have something that they do, whether it's music, guys, whether it's art, whatever it is, and you want like to share your views on it, please do send us voice notes, do message us, message our page on Twitter, or message us directly, it doesn't matter. Just like speak out, share your information, because you never know, something that you have might also help someone. True. You know, we need each other, because we're trying as much as we can to also create employment for each other, because there's really no employment in Zim. Unless you're connected.
Corruption,
people. Yeah.
That's us.
So yeah, guys, I think that's it for today's segment on like social political issues, guys.
This one I bet you with the jabata. Me, I know get time, I did da ba da. Dada cover my face, calling me da ba da. Biggie man, we know the way I ba da.
Tell me, manica, what's it gon'? G-Wagon, all depend. Take your time, ride the road. I no fit, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gon' be? G-Wagon, all depend. The garden, ride the road. I no fit, die for nothing. Make you no say anything when you do, they must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to do on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty survive we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people can go say I know.
Yeah, guys, back again. Now it's the music segment.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah.
This used to be a big tune last year.
It used to be a big tune.
We always used to go
used to
crazy.
It used to be a very big tune.
We used
tune.
To go crazy when this one
a clap.
I missed the clap.
I'm like, you can't wake up. But I remember this one used to be the shit. And it also brings us to the question I got to slide. What makes a song a hit? Bro. What makes it a hit song? What makes people to say, yo, this one is a banger? This one is fire. This is a hit.
We are pets and my sports. What does it take, bro?
What does it take?
What responses do we get?
Mina, personally, from my side, like what I would say is, for a song to be a hit song, it has to capture like the attention of, not just attention, attention of the masses.
Yeah.
The majority must be pumping it.
True.
Like what Bena gave us, like what Master KT gave us with
like
Jerusalem.
The
I'm the goat, I don't know. But Master KT gave us Jerusalem.
That song is now annoying.
I hate that
It's because
song.
It's a banger. It's
a
banger.
I've always hated that song, bro.
But it's a banger. It's a banger.
Yeah, I can't deny it's a banger, but I don't like the song.
Right now, it's annoying because of the number of times it's been played.
Mina, even the first time I heard that song, I didn't like that song.
Mina, when I heard it, I was like, ah, shit. Fire. Fire. Because one thing that I liked about that song is it came on its own tip at the time where Amapiano is popping, yeah, right? And it just comes on its own house wave. And it fucks it up. It fucks it up. The remix had been up, boy.
The only problem...
There's a Spanish remix coming through.
Mina, that song, the problem, I only listened to it because of peer pressure. Because, you know, that song dropped like November, December.
Yeah.
You know, obviously when that shit drops in the club, you just have to... You have to go crazy, like, otherwise you look like a punk in a part of the club. Who meeting up on to
keep? Make love it.
So I, but I didn't like that song.
Nah, Jerusalem is a hit. That's a hit, bro. That's a hit song. That's a hit. That's a hit song. My mother likes that song. That's a hit song. Imagine a song that you bump into at the club. You go home, they are bumping it. That's a hit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Alright. So when what like what
What makes it a hit?
One,
it's because like most people are gonna bump into it. Most people are gonna bump it. And also people are vibing with it and shit. It's like the masses love the song.
Yeah.
Like with how art is, whenever you put up music, it's not up to you to tell us that this is a hit.
True.
The audience, the people are going to listen, are the ones that determine, say, yo, bro, we fuck with this shit. This song is fire. We're gonna listen to this song. Yeah.
So I also posted this on Twitter and was, last week, and Utuyang, certified hitmaker, is a dope artist from the city, bro. Must check
certified
him.
Certified hitmaker.
To me,
okay.
To me, he's always on point, bro.
Yeah, he's always on point.
Always on point. You should check him out.
Certified hitmaker. Okay.
All right. He was like, all right, a hit song can be done, can be well marketed and acceptable song to the public. I think, like you're saying, Jerusalem, a song that people enjoy doing challenges to, especially in this age, our TikTok and what.
Mm.
Once you create a good challenge for people, that song will trend, obviously, to become a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Try a song, and then you said last year, a song that people relate to.
Yeah, for sure.
But to relate to Konap, I'm not really
sure. I feel
sure.
Like they don't even really have to relate to.
Yeah, a hit song, but they don't.
No, but like there's one thing that I like that you said, which is, it was for you, it was peer pressure. It also means, which like, it's just like what he's saying, like it's a song well-marketed. If the song is played everywhere, it's all over TV, all the time, then it can make it a hit song. People might reject it, but
at the end, really, like a song like Ngangenem Choveni, and they are bumping that shit.
Yeah.
Ufigenli, you like the TV, just listening to that shit. Uhambe like a clap and the bump. Obviously, at the end of the day, you be like, ah, let me download this song.
Yeah.
Also, because, you know, when I'm in the whip, I mean, I've got like, you know.
Some berries.
I have to be pumping that new wave.
Yeah, that new you.
So obviously, like, it's marketing, bro. I think most of the time, marketing. And then I think there are those few songs that are genuinely that good. Or would people just hop on the way?
Like which one? Don't give me one.
An example?
I'll go for Fela.
Which one? Fela in Versace?
That was a hit song.
Obviously, that was a hit song. Now let me look at like at the local tip.
Mambo.
Yeah, we can say Mambo. We can say.
Tamban Takura. Which Takura song was that one?
Maimwana.
Yeah, Maimwana.
That was a good song.
Maimwana was a hit. Was a hit.
That was a dope song.
Was a hit. Scooper was a hit.
Kelvin.
Yeah, that was a hit.
Darajawe. Will you say that?
Chapreza always feels like it doesn't make hits. They force it upon us. The only Chapreza song that I really loved was it with Diamond Platinum or what? I don't know. Or what? I'm trying to make it, man.
I forgot.
Wingy T like, makes hit songs.
You know, like that 25 song.
Yeah.
You know, because you could relate to that shit. Yeah. Like, damn. This guy is speaking facts, bro.
No, but crazy thing is, at that time when you looked at it, we're not yet 25.
No, but we were looking at it like.
But now, Nick, I'm turning 25 and I'm looking at it. Like,
I'm almost there.
Damn, Wingy.
I don't have a wife. I don't have.
You don't have a whip. You don't even have a house.
Bro. You're it's like, crazy. You don't even know. What you, bro, what life?
It's him, now, it's him. Anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, bro.
But anyway. Which are the hit songs there in the city?
My name. From Blay.
Yeah. Hmm. A corner.
Mm. They should be there.
I feel like if you have to like think about them so much, they're not
hit.
Currently. Which ones do you have?
Like So?
Yeah, obviously. Like So is a hit. What else?
Kinde was a hit.
Kinde was a hit, but it's not really from here.
That's yeah, no, I'm just like local stuff. That's a hit.
That Monati Fela track.
Monati Fela, I prefer
Haigabi over Monati Fela.
But they were like both hits. And I think on like ZFM charts,
okay,
they were hits. They were hits. But I think also Uli, like last year, like, some hits.
Lee had hit?
Yeah.
I've never heard Ingoma Lee.
The only time I heard Lee was on No Stress, and she didn't do much. And on Freedom, itself.
I feel like maybe it's because of maybe you're not in tune to that market. Mm-hmm. You're more looking towards like the hip hop market. Yeah.
I was Chris.
Yeah, you're a Chris type of guy.
Yeah, I think I'm more in tune with hip hop. Mm. But yeah. What makes it a hit song?
For me,
that's a question that, like,
yeah.
And for me, best kind of it, I think it's Gachian.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. It's either you can, if you have like a good financial backing, you can, if the song is marketed like extremely well, bro, you just get the right people behind it. Then obviously, maybe you can get a hit. Then, secondly, if the song is catchy,
okay,
if it's just like that catchy song,
so you can have a hit song that's not catchy.
That's not catchy. I don't think I can. Bro. A song that's not catchy. All right. Which song do you know? Which is a hit? Like which is like with complicated, like maybe a complicated lyrics or chorus.
I'm trying to think.
Like all the hit songs that you know, they are simple. It's something what you can sing along to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for me I think that's what makes it. Say that's marketing. Oh, it's just something that's catchy, bro. Catchy melody, the lyrics are just catchy, or it could be fun, like that I'm a God thing.
I'm a God. No.
What?
I rather put a song say Bim. That's a hit song. That's a hit song.
Which charts?
On which charts?
Yeah.
I was, but that's a hit song.
Right now, man. Van Choke. I want you to say you don't know Van Choke.
No, I checked out Van Choke featuring I'm the God guy.
Exactly. That song is now a hit.
It's trash.
Certified hit, bro. In one day. I think 2 days.
Trash.
That's according to you, but it's fire. I think trash. If you listen to it, like, did you listen to it nice?
I did.
They were dropping bars.
Okay, let's just play it.
Then I pass the summer one. Copy it.
Yeah.
Once you go to the female things.
She sent a voice.
Yeah. But yo, back again, still on the same segment, music segment. I think we realized Sonke Ngeto. I realized that like we don't really like speak much on like female artists or female rappers in the city. So yeah, I managed to link up Lo. Oh, she sent me a voice note. Like I asked a question to say like how open is the industry? How accommodative is the industry for female artists or female hip hop artists? Which female hip hop artists do you know in Zim? Not just female hip hop. Let's say, which female artists do you know in Zim?
In Zim, Mina.
That are
that are probably getting like the support and yeah, let's just say the support that they deserve.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
That they deserve.
All right, let's just say, Obazio, we don't want to know she's talented and she popping.
That are getting the support in Zeeman. But let me start locally. All right, locally, obviously. I don't know how to measure support.
Okay, all right, let's just say Obazio. That are also getting like played on radio.
Played on radio, I don't really listen to radio that much. But let me just say, Ingibazio, personally. Ingibazio, obviously, Kopegiro, CMK, Vuyo Brown.
Yeah,
Vuyo Brown she's super talented. Who else? Umimi, Tarukwana. Yeah. Who else?
Lee
Makani, exactly. Yeah, Lee Makani. Who else? Kyla Black. And then now, if we're now branching out of your start of Lawa, I'd say Guru Temi Moyo.
No, but then that's another problem that I think we have. Like, it's rare for artists, like female artists that are here in Bulawayo, to be known. Like, we're always getting like the same thing, even with males, like just in music or arts. Artists from Harare are known more. Like, if you walk up in the streets, these kids probably know Temi Moyo.
Yeah.
But then they won't know Ufuyo.
Ufuyo, true.
I think that's another issue that we need to like really dig into to see like where the problem is. Yeah, one. But they don't know CMK. They don't know someone who's close to home, who's making also fire tunes.
True.
Yeah. So I don't know how to cooperate, but that's something that's always been on my mind.
Obviously, I think that's the problem. That's a debate that's been around for too long, bro.
Okay.
You find probably maybe even like way Udala, maybe before even the Kelvins. That's the same question that has been asked. Why Playo, like, we know what Playo has produced, like has a lot of talented people in terms of the arts industry in general, bro.
Yeah.
In terms of the arts industry in general. But why is it Uguti they're not as recognized as the other guys, like from Mashonaland? That's just to say.
I think that's a big problem. But yeah.
It's hard to put a finger on that problem. Is it Uguti? It's the consumers that are the problem. But
like, is it us who are failing to support our own local?
It could be. It could be, Jay. It could be maybe Uguti this side of Zimbabwe. I look how maybe Pasika takes that much, bro.
Okay.
Of which that could, I don't think it's a problem, Jay. People change, they'll adapt. I think people are adapting right now. They're changing.
I feel
like there's a shift to Uguti. Yeah. I think also another thing, Uguti, like as you're saying, Uguti Zimbabwe as a market, it sort of like dictates what it wants to push to the masses, bro.
Uh-huh.
So if Uguti, a Japraiser is popping, you'll find Uguti, if you bring someone like what? Like an ASAP. Because the market wants a Japraiser, bro.
Okay.
They want a Japraiser equivalent, but in Ndebele, if it's coming from this side, bro.
Wow. Okay.
In Tekwan.
Okay.
So, you would like to get looper, bro.
But anyway, if Skosana is going to be dropping hits. Remember Skosana?
Who's Skosana?
You didn't see that interview? How to ask one about?
Oh, yeah.
Can't do Skosana, man. Skosana, him. So I always feel like, bro, how are we going to look at these issues that are happening with Tina in Bulawayo, our artists? They're not famous even to people in Bulawayo, you know. But then umuntu say Harare, all the way in Harare, ever famous than umuntu local. Is it because of
the attitude is pure ngama listeners with the audience. Or a problem in the
excuse me. Oh shit.
Or a problem in the or a problem, yeah. They're my artists.
Or it's the type of music they're
making. So yeah, that's the question for next week.
Yeah, maybe
I will research more. I'll also ask I'm an artist, but we out here.
Oh,
we out here.
Wait.
We out here. Oh no. Must play the snippet, the Nino.
How was I saying that?
It's coming through.
That's if he sends the snippet, we'll play it.
Nino promised us the snippet for the MT feature.
The song that is dropping on Friday. And I don't know. I mean, are you going to... I'll say it's fire. So, but you tell us what you think, bro.
Out of 10, I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it a straight 8.
8?
Banger.
That one's a banger, bro.
That's a banger.
I mean, personally... 8.5.
Yeah,
that shit is fire, bro. Cause in combat, I listened to it when we were high. Then I listened to it when I was sober.
Still fire.
Like,
but yo, if he sends it through, cause I is okay.
If he sends it through, yeah. So just hope he sends it through.
Yeah, wanna just keep listening.
Keep,
yeah,
so
I don't know.
Don't
you call my phone. Please don't call my phone. Just leave me alone. I'm stuck in my zone. Watch your tone. Don't walk up to me wrong. I have your head gone. Niggas hating just to put it in a song. I'm back on my bullshit. Me, I'm not no new kid. Yeah, you got a gun. You never gon' shoot shit. Pay the cost to be the boss. I'm tripping in sauce. I'm different, of course.